But ask the Lord for that, and I believe He'd give it to you.
I do too. I know that in my own personal life, Darren, I had never played by ear till approximately 4 years ago when I started playing. And we started having our Tuesday meetings and first of all, Thursday meetings, and I played by note. And all of a sudden, I realized that as you had prayed for me and laid hands on me, that God would give me a special and more skillful gifting in playing the piano, that God was giving me the ability to actually play the songs without music. And Darren, that's all I do now. I hardly ever play with music anymore because I believe that as we ask Holy Spirit, He will give it to us. I remember that scripture that you say about giving people witty inventions. And that comes from a spirit of wisdom.
Right, that's in Proverbs 8, particularly in the King James Version. I believe it's verse 10.
That's wonderful that right. We can ask Holy Spirit for witty and creative inventions. Well, that's what the spirit of wisdom is all about. It comes from Exodus 28:3 is where Darren read that scripture. And then it's a spirit of wisdom is mentioned again in Deuteronomy 34:9 when talking about Joshua. He was a man with a different spirit. He had a great salvation, savior spirit. And in fact, Joshua really means Jesus in the Old Testament. He's a savior of sorts. And then again in Acts 6:10, some of the men of the synagogue argued with Stephen, and yet they were unable to cope with the spirit of wisdom with which he was speaking. Here we see a man, Darren, that was appointed as a man who was in the kitchen, and he was going to take care of the widows and orphans at dinner time. And he was to clear the tables. He was a man that was appointed to do mundane things, to serve. And yet when he was in front of the Pharisees who were charging him with ludicrous charges, he opened up and his mouth spoke words of wisdom for almost 2 pages before he was stoned to death.
You know, Barbara, I'd like to stop right here and talk to our listeners kind of aside from the content here. We are giving you so much revelation knowledge here that you need to pray when you listen to our tape messages, because we don't believe in putting a lot of filler in there. That's not our style of teaching. We want to give you the meat. And I know some of you are gagging sometimes because we give you so much. You say, wow, how can I absorb this? You can absorb this by asking the Spirit of Wisdom to help you really multiply your understanding, and that you will catch all the things that are in between the lines. Because we're going to give you process, we're going to give you substance here. And I'm just thinking about how much we've already dumped out here in this 15 or 20 minute message. It's a ton. We understand that. But we also have an understanding that when we read something, we want it to be worth our time.
Yes.
If we listen to something or we go hear a speaker, we don't want to jerk us around, get to the point, give us the meat. And, you know, we don't want a whole lot of bones that we're going to have to spit out. And I believe we are giving you a very meaty lesson here today, as we try to do every time.
Well, and Darren, I believe that's why I hear you listening to tapes that you enjoy over right. and over right. and over again.
Oh, you bet.
And it's important to do that.
You know, I also ask the Lord to make me a hundredfold hearer. Mm. Say, Lord, I want to get it all,
yes.
And I don't have to repeat the grade, and I don't want to go around this mountain 19 times to get what you're trying to tell me.
Yes.
And
we
I
need
think
to
that's
be
a great
hundredfold
approach.
Hearers. That's we
right.
really do in this day and age. Well, and for you today, I found a scripture in Ephesians 1:17 just for you today. That's right, just for you. Holy Spirit knew you were going to be listening to this tape, and this is just for you. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the true knowledge of Him. That's for you.
Now,
so
who
take
said
it.
That? Who said that?
That's Paul in writing Ephesians.
You know, right along the first part of Ephesians, Paul said, I got some of this stuff by direct revelation.
said,
I didn't get it through reason. You know, I didn't get it through my big toe. I got it by direct revelation.
That's right. So these are just a few scriptures on the spirit of wisdom. But as you look it up yourself, you will find out that there's so much wisdom there available for you in your very, very personal situation that you're going through. And God has provided every type of wisdom, Darren, for everything that is going on today. Isn't that wonderful? Our God is so concerned with you and with us that He has given us every kind of wisdom that we need. Praise
and
the Lord.
I believe we can say to Ephesians 1:17, I loose the spirit of wisdom and revelation to minister to me today.
Yes.
Now, what are we saying? Well, we put handcuffs on those before now in our ignorance, in our lack of teaching or lack of instruction. Now today, Lord, I recognize there's a spirit of wisdom and revelation available to me. I want that loosed in my life in Jesus' name.
That's right.
I want to get it all.
In Jesus' name. Well, this spirit, the next spirit is the spirit of, and I am, we did this study according to Old Testament scriptures. So it's not according to importance as much as we found them in the Old Testament and go on through the New Testament. So here's a spirit of judgment and burning. And I know you like to talk about this, Darren. You've told about how when you get to heaven, you hope you'll see the video on the burning of Sodom and Gomorrah because you want to see the burning judgment on them.
I want to see the prophets
sin.
Of Baal get their lunch too.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's a lot of stuff that I just say, you got the reruns on that, Lord. I really want to bring that up on the heavens computer here. I want to see that one more time.
Mm-hmm.
And God has that available to us. And I'm going to tell you, when I get in a dogfight, and a lot of people wouldn't agree with this, but if these spirits are available for me to command, and I believe they are, according to Hebrews 1:14, are they not all ministering servants? I believe we're talking here in essence about saying, all right, in the spirit world, devil, you're coming against me, and I loose the same spirits that God judged Sodom and Gomorrah with. I loose the spirits of burning destruction and judgment against you in your operation, mm-hmm. against me or one of my friends. Now, that's when I get in a real street fight with the devil. And I say, I want to teach you a lesson here, devil. And I loose those great spirits of judgment, burning, and destruction against what he's trying to do.
Because God has given us authority
that's
over
right.
all the powers
that's
of the
right.
evil one. And that's in Luke 10:19. So we know that God has given that to us for our very best. Because he knows, Darren, you've mentioned this very, very often, on our own, without the aid of Holy Spirit,
right.
we are goners when it comes to Satan's
You're
schemes.
Dead meat.
We are. So God has given us these things to fight the devil with and be victorious. Well, this spirit of judgment and burning comes from Isaiah 4:4-5. And when the Lord has washed away the filth of the daughter of Zion and purged the bloodshed of Jerusalem from her midst by the spirit of judgment and the spirit of burning, then the Lord will create a cloud by day and the brightness of a flaming fire by night, for over all the glory will be a canopy. We know, Darren, that judgment's going to start in the household of God. And it says that, I believe, in the book of Peter, in one of the writings of Peter. So we know that God is going to get rid of all the dross, all the junk, and it's going to be burning. Some of it's going to be painful and burning, but it's going to come out gold in the end.
One of the things we can lean back on, though, is we can say God is a fair and just God, and there is a spirit of justice for him who sits in judgment, a strength to those who repent.
Repel.
Mm-hmm. The onslaught at the gate, Isaiah 28:6. God is always fair. You need to know that. And then there's a spirit of grace and supplication. And the word supplication is a word that I've never really understood, and it's the spirit of mercy.
That's right.
You're shaking your head here.
I'd just like to go back to the spirit of justice for just a moment. And a spirit of justice is for the one who sits in judgment. And some of you have court things against you, judgments against you. You have been taken to court by a divorce situation. I believe you can call on a spirit of justice, and that spirit of justice will come to your aid and bring justice for you. Yes, he will balance out the scales for you, and that's exactly what God has called for this spirit of justice to be for you.
But also put in there a spirit of mercy or supplication.
Yes.
Say
yes.
You need to humble yourself and get on your face before the Most High Judge, which is Almighty God, who has jurisdiction over all the lesser courts, even the court in your county, in your city, and you need to cry out to God for mercy,
yes.
supplication, and for justice.
That's right.
Lord, I'm getting ripped out here. I'm getting messed over here. I need justice.
And that's what supplication really does mean. It means crying out, Father God, I need you, crying out. And his spirit of grace and supplication will come to you with answers. Yes, with real, genuine answers. Now, one that's really important here, Darren, is, and not that any of these are not important, but the spirit of truth is mentioned so many times in the Word. And I know we don't have very much time on this in this half hour. We'll have to cover it again in this next half hour. But we'll start with the spirit of truth. And in the New Testament, a spirit of truth is found 4 or 5 times. There are references to the spirit of truth.
Amen.
And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, capital H, that he may be with you forever. That is the spirit of truth, and that's John 14:16-17.
16 and 17.
16 and 17,
there
yes.
There you go. Amen. Praise God.